Good morning, 741 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with City Manager Mark Hall, who joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, you know, nice fall weather, and, you know, we've been having lots of great activities. I mean, yeah. we kind of go from one thing to another this time
of
year.
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
Yep. It all stacks up.
After this weekend, got Spooktacular coming up, and a little bit of this and that, and... next thing you know, it'll be time for the holiday season.
That's right. Yep, it moves fast. So lots of great activities around town and lots of folks filling downtown. We definitely like that.
You bet.
So we do have a meeting coming up tonight.
Yes, tonight, of course, we have the consent agenda, and that's basically housekeeping. It is where we do our appropriations, and the appropriation for this meeting for the city commission to consider is $1,615,000. It is one of those that a lot of things go into that. The majority of that number is involved with electric, and that is, and I always have trouble trying to explain that, but it is one of those. Power has a high cost, and there's money coming, revenue coming in, and revenue and expenses being paid going out. So,
well, I think farmers can understand that. You know, yeah. They got a lot of costs, but yeah, a lot comes in and a lot goes out.
But that, and that's probably the best way to explain it. And then, of course, we have comments from the public. If you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, there's a sidewalk going down to the customer service door. If you go through that door, turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the city commission meeting is held. And of course, we always welcome. We can only get better from hearing your voice. The commission understands that there's some things that we can do and some things we can't. And there's always is room to improve. And we know some things we're not aware about, and it is. We don't expect always positive comments. It is one of those you can only get better, and I think all of us know that going through life, that if you're not aware of a situation, you can't improve. So after that, we don't have any special presentations or proclamations, and no old business, but our new business. It's a discussion for the city commission to appoint the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center Board of Trustees position. And they have some applicants, and they'll appoint to that board. It is one of those. There's a resolution to adopt the water purchase contract between the city of Coffeyville and the Kansas Water Office for the purpose of supplementing the city's water supply. We've had a water contract for many years. It is one of those based on our water rights. And that's, I like to sit there and say, everybody that has a contract with the river puts a straw in the river and sucks some water out. Yes, there is so many straws that can go in the river, but it is one of those that's monitored by the water office, the state. It is one of those, they're not going to jeopardize a community. Of course, the drought is not helping, and we hope to always get moisture. But it is, we have, really, we can in 2019, we had three reservoirs affecting our river. And, of course, there's Elk City, there's the Fall River, and then there's the Toronto. It is one of those. Those are north of us, and whatever happens north of us, rain and that stuff, we see down here. If it's anything in Coffeyville or south, somebody else gets it. So it is with this contract, what it does is guarantees us rights. You have to pay for those rights. But it guarantees us rights to water. And that is a natural flow means that we don't have to exercise these rights. That means the water is coming down just fine. We don't have to. But in times of drought, if something should happen, it sits there and guarantees the city of Coffeyville water.
So is that like limited to a certain amount that you can take from the river?
We right now, excuse me, we have purchased in our previous contract was 300 million gallons of water. And that's monitored by the state. Like I said, when you stick a straw in the river and take water out, it has to be metered. But this contract, in looking at the future and going down, it is prudent for us to raise that to 500 million gallons. And that's what this contract will do. So this is only in emergencies. And, you know, droughts are. We currently are tapping some of that 300 million. But looking at the future and looking at drought conditions, we want to make sure that there's water for Coffeyville.
And is that like 300 million a month, or like how
that is the total course. That's okay. a lot of water.
Okay.
Roughly there's about 42,000 gallons in an acre foot. And it is, like, say, it's a lot of water.
Yeah.
So, but when we get rain up north and it flows naturally, we don't get penalized or have to use the contract.
Gotcha.
The next one is, of course, the resolution, the intent to adopt the First Amendment for the Neighborhood Revitalization Plan and set a public hearing on the proposal. What that is Neighborhood Revitalization Act. It's allowable by cities. It is one of those that it's a when new construction or development is allowed a tax incentive. Included in a neighborhood revitalization district is the allowance of commercial. What this is expanding in, downtown is already in the neighborhood revitalization area, but it is one of those. This is just improving the tax incentives going forward for those businesses that want to bring back their building. And there's a lot of programs out there we're looking for downtown. The effort is to make downtown viable again for the community, and it's very important. I've had a lot of comments with is what a beautiful downtown. We know there's brick areas, and those are fenced off, and that's to protect the public. That is not to hinder the businesses that are affected or using their back entrance, but we can't let brick fall or a building. The front of the building is pushing out, and that could, in a catastrophic event, that whole facade on the front fall. So that's why you see the fence. It's not to harm. It is one of those. These are things that downtown was notified in June of 22. So it's been a situation since June of 22. So this is they're working, and we will work with them, with the building owners, to get that. But I think everybody has seen what a beautiful downtown. It's opened it up. And you can imagine as things get, we'll gradually go back with landscaping and this stuff and improvements, and it'll make downtown just beautiful. And there's a lot of talk. There's investment looking at what can we do to bring back our downtown. So
yeah, it's definitely looking good.
That is. And then, of course, we have it's a approved agreement, and that is with the Kansas Department of Transportation. It's for design and repaint of a runway. And this is through a grant process. And it is. Sometimes we have a match, but anytime we get help from the state of Kansas, that saves taxpayers money. The next resolution is to authorize the use of the ARPA, A-R-P-A, funds for the purchase of technology upgrades for the Coffeyville Police Department.
I got you there.
Excuse me.
You're good.
The Coffeyville Police Department, it is one of those that I think everybody supports, and it is necessary, you know, for Coffeyville and the future growth. You know, we have to make ourselves attractive to attract investment here. Crime is always looked at first. They do a great job, and this is to assist with the technology of helping with their job. So it's improvements, you know, like say, computer technology, this communication, it is one of those that this is needed for us to make Coffeyville more attractive. And that is the thing when you're looking at, there's over 42,000 zip codes in the United States, and why do you want to come to Coffeyville? So we want to make ourselves attractive. We want downtown. We want everyone to know Coffeyville is open for business. And crime is always a question. So it is one of those, we're putting new technology and upgrades to sit there and help with that.
Sure.
And after that, it's just the city manager's report. Everybody's doing a great job. We're getting ready for the change of seasons. A lot of work to be done. We like to be busy during the winter, preparing for spring, so that way it's not so hectic. So other than that, things are going great, and we'll keep moving forward.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, appreciate you bringing all that to our attention, sir, and hope you have a good meeting tonight.
You bet, and thank you for letting me come.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. That's City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 6-9. Appreciate you stopping by. 44 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and we have lots coming up, including an early bird edition open line just a few minutes away, and we're also going to be talking with Lisa Wilson here first. That's going to be at 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, 44 degrees right now.